The innocence of the activist or the open is where I say it is. Along with our emerging emotions came an awareness of the vulnerability of things. It was not change that made us sad, it was destruction. The destruction that comes from the kind of action that occurs when the maker of that action energetically moves without resisting himself, his impulses. Here he is hypothetical, but soon he will become real, attractive when he made it so clear he was looking upon a thing. I was that thing at that moment, with genuine interest, as it appeared in the thing itself. For him, there are many such things. He moves with the same assurance as the man he has replaced, except that he is not that man, and he is wheeling a child, something the man did not do. Furthermore, the child is in a three-wheeled buggy that is very well made. The man he has replaced is somewhere, but it is a less apparent place, and now, when that man walks, he seems less assured. We might judge it. But for each of us, something analogous to this scenario occurs periodically, in which something has to go or die or undergo whatever happens when a thing is replaced. It was this that started me crying for the very first time, though at that time I referred to it simply as heartbreak. I think of it differently now. Afterwards, he says he did not mean it, any of it, and that he is sorry for the thing. How injured it's become, how injured and uninteresting.